Please, as we come before you today, allow this word from you to be fresh. Allow it to be deep and rich. Allow us to have a revelation of your word that would impact our devotional lives. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Now, you need to understand this. When you come to the Bible, you need to realize that the Bible is an inner and an outer shell. You have the inner part of God's Word, and you have the outer part of God's Word. Now, the outer part of God's Word, we understand. We can read it, we can touch it, we can teach it to our children, we can study it, we can inform other people about the outer shell. Because when we're talking about the outer shell, we're talking about the words, we're talking about the sentences, we're talking about the letters, we're talking about the stories, we're talking about the physical part of God's Word. This outer shell is where we get our information from. It's information that penetrates our minds. Anybody in this world who's never received Christ, who has no spiritual awakening, can pick up the outer shell of God's Word and read it. The unfortunate part about some of these people is that they think because they can read it and study it, they've got it. But it's all that they have is this outer shell of God's Word. It's interesting that in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, we read this. That's 2 Corinthians 3, 6. Who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Now here is a small glimpse of the inner and outer shell of God's Word. The outer part is the letter. And Paul is expressing to us that if all we give is the letter, it actually kills. Now, what do you mean by that? Well, it can only go to your head. It can only go to your mind. It doesn't bring life because it's just the outer shell of the word. There is an awful lot of teaching and preaching, yes, even in Bible schools and seminaries, of this outer shell of the letter that just kills. It just brings boredom. There's a lack of interest, a lack of enthusiasm when all you hear is this outer shell. Now, you have to have an outer shell, because that's what contains the inner shell. But by God's Spirit, we need to go from that outer shell to the inner shell. God's Word is Spirit. And we need to be so in tune with the Spirit that we touch the Spirit of God's Word. So that when I read it and study it, and when I give it out, what I give out is Spirit. Not just words, not just stories, not just knowledge, but Spirit. You remember that verse, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned. This natural man is a man that's not been born again. He's not received Christ. He's not had his spirit made alive. And so it says, this natural man, he cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. In fact, to him, they're foolishness. He can't know them because he doesn't have the spiritual capacity to know them. He doesn't have a spirit. Or he hasn't had a spirit made alive. This helps us to understand why the natural man can pick up the Bible, read it, attain a little head knowledge, but not touch the Spirit of God. He doesn't have the capacity to touch the Spirit of God. He can gain knowledge, he can gain information and facts and stories, but he'll never touch the Spirit of God until his spirit within him has been made alive. So we have to have an experience with the Lord where he enlivens our spirit. And then you and I have to learn how to use that spirit to connect with his spirit when reading and studying the Word. What's the problem today? We expect non-believers not to understand this. They can pick up the Bible and think they've got it, or they can pick up the Bible and be bored by it and say, I've read it, it touches me not, it doesn't mean anything to me. Or we can have some people who just simply rely on their minds all the time to study the Bible and to give it to someone else. When you do that, what you do is take the outward shell of God's Word, you take the knowledge of God's Word, and you give it into somebody else's head. And nothing spiritually happens. They can say, I've got it. Oh, I've got this vast knowledge. It's so interesting. It's so pertinent. It's so important. But they never got God's Spirit through the Spirit of God's Word. They've not learned how to use their spirit. They only use their minds. Now, as I pointed out last week, minds are important. And so as we've given our hearts to Christ, we need to give him our minds also. But when God is moving by his Spirit in my life, you know what he does? He gives light right in to my spirit. Then, with a good mind, under the leadership of him, I'm able to take that light that he gave me, give it words, and then share it with you. In other words, God gives me light deep down in my spirit. He overwhelms me by his presence. And then with the mind that has been given to him, that is able to take on words, and I'm able to give it out to you. This is my priority every single time it comes to God's Word, that I would receive light from God's Spirit into my spirit, and then God would assist me in giving that words so we can understand it and receive something from it. God is Spirit, and God's Word is Spirit. It's as simple as that. So you have to touch the Spirit of God, and you have to touch the Spirit of God's Word. But everything is so different today. Men don't seem to understand that. Even men that should, men who are in ministries, are so busy learning, so busy studying this outward shell of God's Word, that they're not touching the Spirit of God, and they're not touching the inner spirit of the Word. And so there's such a tremendous loss of life and light and richness. It's just a terrible tragedy. Our Bible colleges don't seem to understand this, and they work intricately, marvelously, and wonderfully at teaching young men this outward shell of God's Word. And when they come through the process and when they come through the training, they believe they're trained and they can be sent out and minister God's Word. But the only thing they will ever minister is this outer intellectual knowledge of God's Word. They'll only take and go to the pulpits and give forth physical information of the Word. So we need to learn this. We need to learn it in our churches. We need to learn it in our Bible schools. We need to learn it in our seminaries. We need to take our young men into the Spirit of God's Word so that when they go out into the churches, they have known the Spirit of God, they've learned the Spirit of the Word, and how to give it forth in such a way that everybody's touched, everybody's renewed, everybody receives life, not just the outer shell. The outer shell can give you all kinds of head knowledge, and you know what that can do with people? It can puff them up. Who hasn't met someone who knows vastness about God's Word? They know it, but sometimes they just know it in their heads, not in their hearts, not in their spirits. And so they become proud over what they know. This is a tragedy, and it's very, very sad. Thousands have read the Bible. Thousands have read the outer shell of God's Word, and for them, it's not really done much because they read the outer shell and not the inner shell. Thankfully, God's Word isn't just an outward shell, but it's an inner shell, and that's the part that is spiritual. So every time I read in my devotions, every time I go to the Lord and ask Him to give me something that I might break forth to you, what I want the Lord to give me is the spiritual part of His Word, the depth, the richness, the place where there's life that overwhelms me. Because you see, when you connect to the Spirit of God's Word, you connect to the presence of Christ. That's when we get ministered to. And that's why we need to leave the outer shell. The outer shell has its place. But that's why we need to come to the inner shell, to where we're experiencing the presence of Christ. And you say, well, Jerry, how is that possible? Because we've always known, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You cannot separate the Word of God from Christ, who is the Word. That's why when you connect to the Spirit of God's Word, this inner shell of God's Word, you're also able to connect to the presence of Christ. And it's just overwhelming at how that enriches us and touches our lives in unique and wonderful ways. We must remember that there are so many people in our world who have gone to church, they've been instructed, they've come through the catechisms of church, and they think they've got it. They think they're sanctioned, and they think that not only do they know it, but they're able to teach other people so they can know it. And that's why it's so important. We have to get people to understand there's a depth that we're not going to. There's a depth that we're not touching, a depth that we're not receiving. And so this natural man can never touch that depth because he's not had his spirit made alive. A spiritual man, however, can touch the inner shell. He can break forth the inner shell for himself and for others. And it's so much better. And it's so much richer. It's so much more life-changing than anything else you and I can ever have to enjoy. May God assist us in our ministry to not just give the information, not just give the outer shell, but to give the inward part of God's Word, the spiritual part. The illustration that I'm going to use this morning that I believe helps you to understand this inner and outer shell better than anything else is by using this orange, and I'll show it to you in just a moment. But when you think of God's Word as an orange, The orange comes with this peeling all around it. You have to have the peeling. Keeps everything contained. It's important. We have to teach our kids the outer shell, the basic stories, the information. It's a foundation. But it only goes to their minds. We have to peel off the peeling to get to where the nourishment is, to get to where the life is, to get to where the richness is that touches our heart. In our world today, in churches, yes, and in Bible scholars and schools, we are so emphatically giving the peelings. We are continuously giving that which is bitter. If I offered you up an orange this morning, would you eat the peeling? And yet, we're peeling off the peelings of the orange of the Word of God, and we're giving it to people to feed on. Is it any wonder that people don't like church? Is it any wonder that people don't like Bible studies? No one is peeling off the outer shell of harshness and history and education and knowledge and bringing them to the life of God's Word. And so some people go to church a few times and they leave because they weren't impressed. They weren't given anything. But to take off the peeling is to get to the sweetness and the nourishment of God's Word. So that's what we do here. And that's what we try to do. And every single time that you and I come to God's Word, we have to lift our hearts unto Him. We have to realize that in a unique way, God's Word isn't just an outward historical book of knowledge. Because if we don't realize that, every time we come to the Word, we're educating our heads and our minds, and our minds just love to feed on historical things and outward physical things of the facts and the dates and the stories of God's Word. But when somehow by His Spirit, I realized that on the inside of that peeling is a depth of Christ's presence, then I come to the Word of God with a holy respect. I slow down. I turn off the television, turn off the radio, shut down the computer, and say, oh God, Your Son has said His Word is life, and His Word is Spirit. And so as I come to You this morning, please, show me how to use my spirit to receive the depth and the inner richness of Your Word. And this is what we're looking for in our ministries, in our devotions. And then if we learn to do this, if a shepherd learns to do this, he can receive the Spirit of God's Word, and he doesn't use his mind anymore to do it. And he uses his spirit to break forth the word to his children. Now, we don't always understand all of this, but I'll tell you this. When God has given you the spirit of the word, you've been touched with life. When you leave church, you will know whether you received the outer shell or the inner shell. You'll know whether you got something that touched and changed your life or whether it was just more mental information. Let us learn in our lives how precious and valuable the Word of God is, full of life, full of spirit. And this is just as important for you young people as it is for adults. And would to God that every Bible college and every seminary would start breaking forth this delightful inner riches of God's Word, that our lives can be changed and transformed. Now, you should have noticed, especially you people in the front row, when you start doing this, you start to get the fragrance of the orange. And that is what it's all about. Because when you get into the inner shell of God's Word, that's where you get the fragrance of Christ like nothing else. Shall we pray? Dear Father, I think sometimes an understanding of this is just beyond our minds and beyond our hearts. If you don't help us, if you don't deliver this message to us, we'll never get it. We're so busy. We're so dependent on our brains to obtain that we don't set aside the brain long enough to allow you to minister life through your living word that is spiritual. Help us, I pray, O God, to be where you want us to be, to obtain what you want us to obtain, and to be overwhelmed by all that Christ is. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.